Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the next big star. Step in, please. Brought to you by Crestview RV and Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. It's Jim Carter. How was your day yesterday? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm going to go off the format first. I'm not going to do hard news for a second. I'll do some of the fun Friday stuff for a little bit here. I wanted to start with Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton had... She said, I can't contact everybody personally, but I wanted to thank everybody for all your messages, cards, prayers, flowers for Carl. He meant that meant the world to her. He is in God's arms now, and I'm okay with that. I will always love you. So, Dolly, thanking everybody for being so kind on what had to be one of the hardest weeks of her life. It's something that, you know, it's amazing to me because I've tried to think if I have – do I have any? My brother David is the only thing that's been in my life for 60 years. And I just can't imagine having someone in your life that long, you know, and then how you do without it all of a sudden.
They were together 60 years.
That's the way it was with Carl.
It was 60?
Yeah, 59 was their wedding anniversary, but roughly 60 years.
Yeah, I
that's
thought
a long time.
Figure,
think about it in your life, and she's 77. Or something like that. So basically she was, you know, at the end of her teenage years. But that's a long time to be with somebody. And there are people who do that periodically that have been with one person for that long. But whew, that's something. There's a movie that's being made, a couple of movies to be interested in. One of them, Adrian Brody, is going to probably take a role, the number two role, in the Evel Knievel on Tour movie. And it looks like that movie's going to star Leo DiCaprio.
Man, he can play just about any role.
I think he can. You know, they're all chasing Tom Cruise. But Leo did a good Howard Hughes in The Aviator. I thought he was good in The Wolf on Wall Street. What else did he do? I know those two were very good. He's a great actor, so. But I don't know about Evel Knievel. I don't know.
When he played that first movie you mentioned, J. Edgar Hoover, my mother worked for about 10 years in the FBI for J. Edgar Hoover, and she thought he hung the moon, but she never saw him in a dress or anything. But anyway, so I'd studied up on J. Edgar Hoover like most kids my age didn't. And when I heard that he was going to have the lead role portraying Howard Hughes, I was like, what a joke. Boy, he was spectacular.
Yeah. And how he went kind of off the deep end, you know, he went to the madness where Howard Hughes ultimately got, and all the ticks and everything. I don't know. Leo was very good. I just don't know. I got to meet Evel Knievel and did some long form talk shows with him, and he traveled by bus back in the 80s and 90s, and he had his daughter that went with him, and he was a painter. He liked to paint landscapes, and he would paint eagles and things like that. And so that's how he was the artist. So maybe there's more to Evel Knievel than any of us ever saw. We all just saw him jumping over school buses and fountains and everything else. And then
yeah, he
you know, he's, getting crumpled up and having to go to the hospital.
That knew those people and spends days and weeks with them. I've read that. Wait, you just said Eagles. I've been meaning to ask you every day. I hope I don't take you off track. But I know you did this last year. Shadow and Jackie, these two Eagles out in Big Bear Lake, California. Man, they've had a tough road. You know, Eagles, what, they mate for life, right? And
supposedly,
she would lay these eggs and then go through the whole process that they keep a camera on with really good clarity, 24/7. And, like, millions of people have been following. And they lost their the last set of eggs didn't hatch. Well, two, and it looks like the third one's going, and my wife watches it, so I've been watching it. They have 16 inches of snow right now in Big Bear, and that nest and everything's covered with snow, and I was watching how they, in the two little eaglets or whatever they're called. It's fascinating. Did you know about that they made
it? Yes. I watched those, and there's a pair in somewhere near Fort Myers, Naples area, that people know about and watch, and there's a couple of those around, and I had a pair that I followed them from when the two got together until she had the eggs and then how she stayed there on the eggs. They don't have a camera, but I would go every other day for a long time and take pictures of them in the nest, and the babies come. And these babies, they're hungry all the time, and they grow really fast, really fast. And at some point, pretty soon, the mom and dad really can't even get in the nest with them anymore. They just have to kind of hand them off the fish and go, because their beaks are sharp and it'll hurt them. So you'll see them soon when these eagles. You'll be surprised how fast they grow up from little bitty chickens looking things now, ugly things, ugly birds, you know, when they're in their first year or two. And then you'll see eventually they'll start, you see those heads coming up out of the nest all the time. And then you'll see them deliver the food. And then you'll see them get bigger, and they start to stand up on the nest. And then they do something called branching, which is the first thing when they kind of learn to jump. And then they'll eventually fly. And they'll fly to a nearby tree, and that's all. Then they'll fly back to the nest. Mom and dad start to wean them off of that and then bring them some food back there. Then they eventually, they're on their own. And most eagles, when their babies are, you know, a year, 6 months, they die. It's very hard for them to live to anywhere, even 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. They got to learn how to eat.
If they get kicked out of the old nest that early, I guess it's not surprising.
Yeah, they grow up, and they're pretty big birds. And so when you see the whitehead, that means they're four or five, at least 4 years old. And when they're speckled like that, they're usually, you know, two or three. But if they get to be that far along, they're mean. And they actually
come back to the nest
when they're 1 year old sometimes, and they try to get back in the nest. They know that's where food is, and the mom and dad have to shoo them away or fight them. So there's a lot goes on in the eagle world.
Regular listeners, Jimmy Carter, might remember probably about a year ago, I was having some kind of bird story. It wasn't about this. And talking to Jimmy about it, he goes, "No, you're wrong." I said, "Well, blah, blah, blah." And Jimmy said, "Bob, don't argue with me. I know my birds." And you just proved it again.
Yeah, I know. I love photography with birds. They're just, because they're in motion, they're beautiful. It looks fun when you freeze them, you know. I dragged Ted with me all the way to Canada just for the purpose of tracking down these eagles in Ketchikan. We went all the way to Ketchikan, rented a car, got a place, and then found this place at the end of the road. There a fish hatchery where there were eagles like you would see starlings. I mean, there were literally hundreds of them in one little place. I mean, I didn't know what to do. It was unbelievable, and love to go back there and do that again.
I'm sure there's people listening who think this information is literally for the birds, but yesterday, and I didn't see it actually go down, the daddy bird, Shadow, went down into the water apparently and got them by, I can't tell, maybe 3 pound, what kind of looks like a trout,
I guess. Yeah, pretty big fat fish. I saw that.
You saw it. Brought it up to the nest.
By the way, you can't tell one from the other. It's that you really can't tell a male from a female. The female is a little bigger. That's the only way you can do it, but it's really hard to do it on that camera.
How long does a bald eagle live? Last question.
They don't really know. I think to probably 7 or 8 or 9.
That's pretty good.
It's a hard life.
Like a dog.
And one thing you people see, and some people get, if you're down by the shore, I saw an eagle. You probably didn't. You probably saw an osprey. An osprey sometimes is called a sea eagle, and they look similar to them
a little bit.
Well, now,
come to think of it, that was our argument. You said, Bob, that wasn't an eagle. It was an osprey.
Ospreys are great, cool birds, too. But they're sort of like eagles. People confuse them. And then if you see, a lot of times you're seeing buzzards. And eagles don't fly like that. I mean, eagles, when you see them, they're like a 747. They're going from one place to the other. They're not just tooling around and doing stuff. They're hunting, and they're scavengers like buzzards because they'll eat the same food sometimes that buzzards will eat. So that's your eagle recitation today.
I'm not a bird watcher, and in fact, just for entertainment value, I'm kind of proud I got Jimmy to change something he must have said 50 times, as he said his photographer likes birds. And he'd say, you know, this weekend I was out shooting birds. I said, could you rephrase that? Because most people aren't a photographer. They think they're your bird hunting.
Well, I used to shoot birds, too, doves and quail, and I cut that out. I used to go dove hunting, and we used to have some on our farm. But, no, I don't do that. I love to look at birds and photograph them and feed them in the backyard. Hummingbirds are coming back. This is about the time of year they make it almost to my part of the world and put out some food for them. You know, the Canada thing with Trump, before we go to commercial, I've been wondering what that's all about, because I said it can't be just about fentanyl. He's so, and I think some of it's personal, he doesn't get along with Trudeau. But one thing that Trudeau has done that's made Trump really mad, and now we see that that's changing, is defense spending. Canada spends maybe just like 1% of their gross national product on defense. It's the lowest one. I think he's one of the lowest ones in NATO, and that really makes Trump mad. That's one of those things that he thinks everybody ought to be paying at least close to what America does, and he thinks Canada's up there on the free ride. So he's been on their butt about that a lot.
And there's no way we wouldn't have to take over. If somebody attacked Canada, we'd have to take over then.
Well, he just made them, you know, this behind-the-scenes stuff, yo-yoing. He just, see, the government will invest $2.6 billion Canadian dollars, $1.86 American, to boost its Arctic support hubs with two bases in the Northwest Territory and their very northern part of that. And they're going to try to get their gross national domestic products defense spending over 2%. They've got to build airstrips, logistics, da-da-da-da-da, because that's where the new Cold War is at the North Pole with China and Russia. That's where a lot of minerals might be, and Canada's just wide open up there, so he wants them to get right, and apparently they're going to do that. And you're going to get rid of Trudeau here pretty soon anyway, and there'll be somebody new. So that's one thing he wanted them to do, and apparently they're going to do it, is increase the defense spending. Back after these messages.
The future of farming and ranching in Texas is in good hands. Thanks to all the outstanding FFA and 4-H programs we have in Central Texas. They're growing the next generation of beef and crop producers. Hi, I'm Jim Swertner, fourth generation rancher and farmer and owner of Swertner Farms and Ranch. We buy and sell cattle all over the United States, celebrating over 75 years in business. You would be amazed at the time and energy and sacrifice these dedicated kids spend in caring for their animals. The days are long, and their dedication runs deep. We all need to be thankful that these traditions continue in keeping Texas fed. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swertner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And that's good for Texas.
Hi folks, Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers, with three locations, From Butte to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Butte next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Crestview, the way to go if you're looking at any kind of RV. And if you're looking for any kind of information, besides even birds, he's the expert, Jimmy Carter, page two.
Well, the FBI has offered a $10 million reward for a Canadian ex-Olympian who has been accused of running drugs. In fact, he's running a drug empire. He's ordered a murder, and now he's on the FBI 10 most wanted list. His name is Ryan Wedding. And he was a snowboarder in the Olympics. They held a press conference in Los Angeles. They seem believed to live somewhere in Mexico, possibly under the protection of the Sinaloa cartel. They think he went downhill in a different kind of way. He traded snow for another kind of powder, said the FBI. They say he's been on the run since October when they first identified him as the leader of a major criminal enterprise with Mexican cartels and ordered multiple murders in the Ontario province. Another Canadian, Andrew Clark, was arrested by the Mexican Navy in October. So another thing about Canadians and the drug stuff. So a lot going on in Canada that doesn't make the NBC or ABC news. Tariffs reversed again. They've now been extended to April 2nd. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes with Canada and Mexico on those deals. And then scary story involving China. You see where they're rattling their sabers, and they're ready to go to war if they need to, and all that kind of talk. So, I don't know.
In relation to Taiwan? Or
everything. What? You know, just the fact that America's wanting to put tariffs on them, and it's going to hurt their economy, and they don't need anybody to hurt their economy, so they're upset. They're very, very angry. So
where to Freddie, that point, Jimmy, to that point, it's amazed me how quiet this guy has stayed. Because when there was international news, he had to get in the middle of it and try to be bigger. Kim Jong-un, North Korea.
Yeah, well, right now he hasn't, so we'll stay tuned. And then, of course, that rocket ship blowing up over the Bahamas or somewhere out there yesterday, they lost contact with it. That's always bad when they can't. But it had an automatic self-destruct sequence, apparently, and it did self-destruct right around sunset. And the people in the Bahamas, in fact, a lot of people, you may have seen some of the videos on Twitter and other places where it's coming down, you know, in the sky. They stopped all air traffic, had ground holds in Orlando, West Palm, Miami, wouldn't let the planes go up and try to keep them away because stuff was falling from the sky. So they did that for a while, and they got a couple of problems. They did that the first stage, did land back, and that big old arm caught it again there in the far south east Texas, down there near the Mexican border. But the rest of it didn't make it, and it's not good. So you'd always hate to see that. SpaceX things do blow up, but I don't remember. Usually NASA, they blew up on the pad, if you remember. If they were going to have something blow up years ago, really in the 50s more than any other time. And then, of course, the shuttles have come apart, you know, a couple of times. But
yeah, that one, Sally Ride deal, yeah. What was that, about 86?
Well, and the one over Texas, too. You know, the one that was coming in, did land. Remember, that blew up over East Texas. It landed in East
Texas
near Lufkin.
This particular, he's got so many missions with the, you know, the Starlink satellites
SpaceX,
and all that. SpaceX, but this is two in a row on this rocket.
Yeah, it is. In this, both in the beyond the first stage, you know, when the engines are really going. And Jack and Coke, a real problem in these state-affiliated liquor stores in Canada. Even though they've called off the tariffs right now, they're still pulling the booze and sticking with it. The Premier of Ontario, he's now given the United States a this is like a governor doing it, but he said he can cut the power off to New York and a bunch of other places if he wants to. And he said he doesn't want to, but this continues on, we might do it. So this thing's kind of getting real sticky. Real sticky.
Jimmy,
they produce a lot of power for us.
You've done such a good job this week on the reports, as always, but it seemed like even, I was telling him yesterday, I said, man, I'm feeling more love for you than ever. This is just good stuff. And so
it's only because you can't love on Eric right now. That's the only thing I understand.
You
can't be with the one you love. You love the one you're
replacement.
With.
Love the one you're with. Well, I was just thinking, I'm feeling so grateful to you, especially since I'm broadcasting from the kitchen table till Monday.
Yes.
I'm going to buy you a dozen eggs. That's how much I love you.
Oh, man, I'm not worthy of that. Not worthy. All right.
You are what you're cracked up to be. Jimmy
All
Carter,
right, well.
Man with his finger on everything. Thanks for the report, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. And as you know, we were talking about Crestview RV, Mike Regan and his folks, and Jim Swertner and his folks at Capital Land and Livestock and Swertner Farm and Ranch, Swertner, Texas, America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.